We seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Exalted, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam, hello and welcome to our viewers all over the world to another edition of our program, Islamic Studies. This program is being broadcast to you by Sahar Universal Network from the Islamic Republic of Iran and from the holy city of Qum. And I'm your regular host on this program, Ijaz Hussain. The program that we were speaking about last week was about the principles of belief, and we started with the concept of Tawheed. And just to recap basically what we were saying in that particular session with our expert in the studio, we spoke about the fact that if God exists, the question is that if he does everything, what is the role of creation? And we talked about the ideas of concepts of lordship and ownership, and we also talked about the fact about cause and effects. Secondly, we were explained by our expert that he has given us, that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has given us free will. Therefore, God is only the cause of pure good. If anything else happens, like for example, lying, for example, this is basically our own sin because we have been given the ability to either choose to do good or not. And thirdly, we were speaking about visiting of shrines. Now, this is also a controversial issue because some Muslims and some schools of thought associate visiting shrines with some kind of partnership with God, and that is not the case, because of course there are hadiths from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that says that visiting graveyards and visiting shrines is really a reminder of our ultimate end of our life here on this planet and the fact that we have to go to the hereafter. So visiting those shrines are very important in terms of reminding ourselves exactly what happens to us at the end of human life here on earth. To continue this particular theme of the principles of belief, we are going to now move on to the concepts of justice. And in this session with our expert in the studio, we're going to look at what we mean by this justice. Is it similar to equality or not? To have the answers to these particular questions, please stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break. Thank you. Welcome back, viewers. Thanks very much for staying with us. You're watching Islamic Studies, and I'm your host, Ijaz Hussain. Please use the email that's subtitled on the screen if you have any contributions or any comments to make about what we're discussing today, especially in terms of the principles of belief. And to discuss the topic of justice, I have the honor and pleasure of having Sheikh Agha Mohammadi from the Holy Seminars of Qum, but of course you are member of these International Studies for Islam. A very warm welcome to you, sir, and thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin. Salamun alaikum to you and to all brothers and sisters all around the world watching this program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to be among the real followers of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam.
Thank you very much indeed, sir, for that. Thank you. We are on to the second concept, which is a very important concept in the school of Ahlul Bayt, particularly because we give great emphasis to this principle. And that is the idea and the concept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. But of course, the world being what it is, the way we see things as we get older in life, the things we try to understand about this, sometimes this justice is not clear to us, okay, what exactly this means. So please give us a definition of what justice is. What do we mean by that, especially from the school of Ahlul Bayt? Excuse me, I'm sorry. And secondly, is it something similar to our idea of equality as well when we talk about rights and things like that? So I leave the floor entirely to your good self.
Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we talk about justice, I mean, usually people may have this in mind that to treat people justly and with justice is to give everything to them in an equal manner and equal way. Mm-hmm. So people think, and they, in fact, have this in mind to be treated like all other people, and they call it justice. Mm-hmm. But from even the in Arabic literature, we have this about justice that وَضْءُ الشَّيْءِ فِي مَوْقِئِهِ means to put everything in its own place.
To put this in literal order. Yes.
This is the literal meaning of justice, to put everything in the place that it deserves to be.
Deserves to be.
Yeah. Mm. It must be there. This is justice. So from here you can understand that in our understanding, justice is not equality. Equality is to treat people no matter what capacity they have, what are their potentialities, what are their abilities. No, just to treat them the same way. But justice is to treat people according to their capacities, according to their capabilities, to their personalities, to their, in fact, their potentialities that they have. And this is much more greater than being just equal to people or things. Very simple example is, to be equal is like a teacher who wants to give the same grade to all students in the class, no matter good or bad. No, this is itself is a kind of hurting the good ones.
But this in itself is an injustice.
It is injustice,
yes,
in itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but justice is to give this any student the grade that he or she deserves.
Deserves, yes.
This is, so literally, justice means to give everything or everyone what they deserve. So justice is not giving anything, everything to every people or everything. No, justice is to give everything or every person what they deserve.
Very good. Now, in terms of the next question, what is the realm of this justice? For example, are we seeing that God forces his judgment, or is he, what is his judgment with regard to his creation in terms of, as you said, you know, it's not a matter of like the teacher being equal to all the students. I mean, he can't give everybody an A plus. Somebody has to, everybody has to be given a grade according to his merit, as you say. So where does this lead in terms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself? Is this an essence? Is this a quality that belongs to him? Or is this something else that we are speaking about?
When we speak about justice in this regard, there are two realms that we are in fact trying to cover, because the issue can be in fact mentioned in two in these two fields. The first one is that we are going to be resurrected on the day of judgment,
yes,
and people must be judged there, and those who have bad record must be punished, and those who have been good, they will be rewarded there. So the question is that, is God just in giving the message to all people and in judging people? No, because people have been in different societies, they had different amount of ability to get religion, to practice it. More important than this is that, does God force people to do things or not?
Mm.
If he forces them to do things, then if God forced someone to do bad actions, then he wants to punish them. This is injustice in itself.
Of course.
So the first, realm of an aspect of Tawhid, justice, is that, is God just and fair in his judgment on the day of judgment or not? Another question, which is, more popular than the first one, and it is commonly asked by people, is that, is God just in this life? Because some people may say, yeah, God is just on the day of judgment, but here we see that it seems that there is no justice. So is God just in creation or not? So, this is the, as I told you, the more common question.
More common question, yes.
To be asked, that is God just in this world, mm-hmm, and the way that he treats human beings and all beings or not?
Sure. In terms of your first answer, what is that in terms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of our understanding of Allah, that he is just because he is perfect?
There are two, many in fact, verses that in fact refers to Allah's being just. For example, in Surah Kahf, verse 49, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "La yazlimu rabbuka ahada." Allah never treats unjustly to anyone. So right. Allah is just with all people. And I will mention a point here.
Please.
Another verse is in Surah Al-Infitar, verse 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalak." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you and he created you in a kind of sound manner, in a way that you were modest and in a very moderate way he created you. Again, the word adalak is mentioned here, means that he gave you the best possible things that you deserve to have. It is interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when speaking about his being just, he never says in Quran, Allah doesn't say Allah is adil. The subject for being to having justice and being just is adil in Arabic.
Of course.
Allah never says Allah is adil. Just Allah negates the opposite, oppression from him. Says Allah is not oppressor. Allah is not cruel. Allah is not zalim in Arabic. He doesn't say Allah is adil. Why? Because Allah is not zalim, Allah is not cruel, Allah is not oppressor. So he doesn't mention the other side.
No.
The other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats people more than being just. Because if Allah wants to be just to all people, so according to justice, lots of people may be punished. But Allah doesn't say Allah is adil, says Allah is Rahman.
This is very, very interesting point, yeah. Because you remind me of a hadith, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, where it says that Allah says, "On my throne, on this arsh, it is written that my mercy is greater than my wrath." In other words, it may be just to punish a certain group of people or a society, but Allah may see something else in them, in which his mercy then becomes overwhelms whatever rule or law there may be to deal. As you quite rightly say, if a judge follows everything by the law, then he himself, is not open to the idea of compassion. We started this program by saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Where does this Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim operate if, everything has to go by the book or go by the law? And sometimes that may not be the appropriate measure in that case. Is that correct?
Of course, I have to add that Allah, as you said, Allah is Rahman,
yes.
Compassionate,
yes.
And at the same time, Allah is wise.
Yes.
If Allah wants to forgive a wrongdoer, there is wisdom with it.
Yes.
It's not without wisdom.
No.
Again, there is that justice is there. So Allah is not just in a sense to punish everyone who deserves, but certainly Allah never punishes the one who doesn't deserve to be punished.
Yes.
So if a person is sinful, there is this possibility to be forgiven, but Allah never in fact punishes a person without reason.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is according to Quran, and also in many ahadiths we have this point, and also according to our ration, according to your reason.
Yes.
If you think about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when a person commits injustice the roots for injustice might be from ignorance. Sometimes we treat some people with ignorance because we don't know what is good to do. We may commit injustice to
True.
Them. So Allah is the most knowledgeable. Allah knows everything. There is nothing hidden from
Very
him.
Very good point.
So another cause for injustice is, lackage of power. Sometimes people want to help others, but they don't have enough power. Instead of helping them, they may destroy things. But Allah has the most knowledge, the most knowledgeable. Allah is the most powerful, the omnipotent and omniscient. So there is no cause and there is no reason, there is no why there that Allah be unjust to people or anything. So Allah is just according to our reason and according to verses of that we mentioned in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fact negates injustice from himself.
Very nice. The thing is now that, excuse me, the thing now is that it is, the question now that we have to ask is Allah himself, does he need to be just? I mean, is this has to be part of his perfection in terms of the being the ultimate in, you know, the, being the creator?
You have to bear it in mind that when we talk about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what we derive from that perfect being. It doesn't mean that Allah, to be perfect, needs these things. But we, in our judging about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we
in our understanding, in our comprehension,
when we study the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we rationally come to these ideas that if Allah is the perfect, so he must have the perfect life, he must have the perfect knowledge, he must have the perfect power. And what comes out of this perfect knowledge and power is wisdom, is justice. This is, in fact, his perfect being entails to be just.
That's a very good point, Sheikh, because, you know, really, it's the wisdom that people forget. Because, of course, you know, when we talk about the Holy Quran, we talk about the scripture itself, we say Quran al-Hakim. This is a book of wisdom. And this wisdom is a manifestation of this perfection of the Creator, that in everything he has put his wisdom in it. You know, if there is a flower and it blossoms in a particular season, there is a wisdom behind that, that why it does that, why it performs that particular function. Because what you really are seeing in a very beautiful way is that, you know, whatever blessings we have in this universe, they are all balanced. It's all in harmony with the whole way the entire universe functions, and then our own role in it. Of course, we, through our ignorance, of course, are very destructive. There's no doubt about that, because what we really wanted to get to the point is that are there schools of thought who have, in a sense, misunderstood the whole idea about the Creator's justice, about this balance that he speaks about in the Quran, that how everything has its own proper order, its own proper place in how the entire system works. And he says it works perfectly. You can measure the accuracy by which, for example, even this planet moves around the sun, not a minute late, not a minute early, not a second this way, not a second that way. Even 1 degree in tilt of the planet doesn't move this way or that way, so that it moves in perfect harmony. And this is what he talks about in the Quran, which is, you know, it's mind-boggling in a sense that we can't imagine what these things entail. But take us to the next point, that why is it that people have misunderstood this and developed schools of thought in which they think that Allah is not just?
Of course, among Muslims, we don't have any denomination who says that Allah is not just. But as you said, there is misunderstanding in the Allah's being just. All schools of thought among Muslims, they believe that Allah is just. But, you know, we have Ash'arites, we have Mu'tazilites. We have Shia in the theological divisions of Islam. Mu'tazilites and Shia are known to be Adliya, means those who believe in Allah's justice. But Ash'arites, they believe that Allah is just, but in a sense that they say there is no good and bad, there is no evil and good in nature in itself. Nothing is good in itself, nothing is bad in itself. Whatever Allah do is good. Whatever Allah perform is okay, and it can be in fact named as justice. So there is nothing good or bad in itself. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment wants to, I don't know, cast the prophets to hell, this is justice. And if Allah on the day of judgment wants to take Fir'aun to paradise, this is justice. Justice is what Allah performs. This is what they say. But Mu'tazilites and Shia believe that no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wise, And there are good and bad in the nature.
Right. Just hold on to that particular point, Shay, because we just have to go away for a short break, but we'll be right back on this particular point about what the Ash'arites have to say on this particular issue. But thanks for that just now. We'll be right back after this break, viewers. Thanks. Welcome back, viewers. Thanks very much for staying with us. You're watching Islamic Studies. I'm your host, Ijaz Hussain, and we're discussing with Sheikh Agha Mohammadi from the Holy Seminaries of Qum the concepts of justice from the principles of belief. We got to the stage where we were talking from different schools of thought now, apart from the Shia school of thought that believe in the justice of God. But they have a point in terms of the Ash'arites that they, you know, that nothing is good and evil within itself, that all that God creates is good. But of course, the question then is, you know, that how does the mode of justice operate in between the idea that, okay, if everything is good, that's fine. But then, of course, there are other aspects to life which need clarity, which need definition. So I'll let you carry on with the point that was being made there about them. Yes.
As I mentioned, Ash'arites believe that there is nothing good and bad in itself.
Self, yes.
They deny natural evil and good. And on the other hand, Mu'tazilites and Shia, as they are known as Adliya, they mean those who believe in justice.
Yes.
They believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wise, is just, and there are natural goods and bads. There are things that are bad. There are things which are good. Regardless of Allah's order, in itself you can understand by your ration, by your reason, that this is good and this is bad. And the way that, in fact, Shia and Mu'tazilites, they reject this idea of Ash'arites is that if there is nothing good or bad in itself, then you can't prove anything. Then all the knowledge is gone. Because you want to say that good is what Allah says. How Allah speaks to you is through the Prophet, and Prophet brought Quran. So the question is that if nothing is bad in itself, so it's not bad to tell lie. So maybe the Prophet was liar. Maybe Allah sent a very bad person to misguide you, because misguiding is not bad, because you said nothing is bad in itself. Because
it's a very good point.
A prophet might be a liar, because lying is not bad in itself. You said nothing is bad in itself. So how do you know maybe this person is a liar, that you think he's a prophet? So how can you trust in him?
Well, the point is this also, that, I mean, that's thank you for that explanation and that clarity, because of course it sounds very illogical. It goes against reason. But even in science, if we look at things, even from the natural order of things, we have positive and negative. We have negative things, negative forces, which can damage us, that can harm our very existence on this planet. If we have two forces that can't cooperate with each other, if I can just put it in simple terms, but they cancel one another out, even the universe itself wouldn't exist. So what are the realms, what are the order of things by which things come into existence? Things by themselves can be, as you say, have absolute good, or things that can have absolute harm. So there must be some definition. Why, otherwise, why would God speak about the balance? Why would he speak about these concepts if these things don't exist in them by themselves?
Of course, today there is better understanding of these things, but totally, they don't deny this balance in the nature, but when it comes to the moral aspect of things,
yes,
they talk about it. And as I said, as I mentioned, alhamdulillah, we have very strong arguments to reject them. This is one of the things I mentioned, that if you don't believe in natural good and evil, so you can't prove anything.
That's
so true. Everything is lost.
Everything is lost. Now, in terms of this Allah's justice, as we were talking about before, we're now talking about the fact that why does God you know, give certain capabilities to certain people, Muslim, in terms of, in terms of being poor and rich, or giving somebody greater beauty, somebody ugly, somebody is sick, others are healthy. Others suffer from some kind of disability, even from birth, you know, perhaps of no fault of their own. They just come into this world, either, for example, blind, for example, or they have some illness which sometimes is not curable. What is the reason behind that? Why do people see such things in this world?
In fact, this is one of the, you know, the, your most important question is this.
Yes, yes, like, I think so. Because I think everybody, you know, then becomes, you know, because this affects iman directly. This affects faith directly. And sometimes people lose their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That why I am facing this kind of situation. What have I done that I have to suffer this kind of difficulty, and other people are doing very well. Why so?
Exactly. You know, this is one of the strongest arguments for those who reject the existence of God. They say, if there is God, so what are these evils?
The evils that we have to face. See. Yes.
And especially when it happens to the person himself or herself, you know, when they think that God must love them, and when they feel difficulties in their life, they say, "Oh, God has forgotten me." So there is no God, or if there is God, so why doesn't He help me? So it is a very important question. And once I checked that almost all the philosophers of religion, they have done something as an article or book on this issue.
Yes.
It is very important, as you said, it is in a direct relation with people's faith and
faith,
iman.
Yes.
To answer this question, first of all, we have to know that, in fact, these are not rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are not these questions when it comes to our mind, that why this person is ugly, why the other is beautiful, the other is poor, that one is rich, a person is sick. In fact, these are questions that we don't know the answer. It doesn't mean that they are unjust. So you see, we are not certain that this is not just. Just this is a question that we don't know the answer. First of all, the person must have this in mind, that this is a kind of unclear point for us. We are looking for the answer. It doesn't mean that we 100% know that there is no justice in it and it is completely wrong. The other point is that those people who have iman and faith in God, and those who have learned to know Allah through His own attributes, because, you know, common people know God through the creation.
That's right.
They look at the creation and say, because of this and because of there must be a creator here. So when they see somehow shortcoming in nature, they say, so there must be something with the God. But those who have learned and they have a great iman, and they have a great faith, and they have learned to know Allah through Himself, these questions are solved for them.
Right.
But we have to answer, you know, all people. We have to answer even those who know God through the creation. They have this question. We must answer it in a rational way.
Sheikh, this is a very important point, but unfortunately we are in the last minute of this program, and that's not doing justice to this subject either, because of course we need more time on this, and I do apologize to viewers for my voice today. But on the other hand, really in this last minute, how should we just summarize or recap what we've just said in a few seconds, that in terms of the justice that we have discussed today about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
So I will try to wrap it up.
Yes, in just a few seconds, yes. Please. Yes.
First of all, we have to know that this life is based on cause and effect.
Yes.
And everything happens according to its cause. And that cause itself is the effect for another cause. So there is a cause of cause, and there is a chain of causes till it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Quran says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, That all everything has been created in by one order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means the chain of causes, they came to existence by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then whatever we have today and tomorrow and what is the past, they were in fact the effects of causes. These are causes and effects that are working today. And so the result is coming through these causes.
Right.
We have to know this system. Knowing the system solves the problem. Of course, it needs time to be.
I know, and I'm so sorry,
next session.
Yeah, definitely in the next session, we'll try to expand on those ideas, because we're going to be talking about the philosophy of evils. So we could wrap a little bit of what we said just now into that session as well. But it just leaves me to thank you for that valuable contribution that you've made on the concept of justice. And I hope the viewers have enjoyed the discussion today. And it just leaves me to say, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you all. Thank you very much for watching today, and goodbye. Thank you.